What's up, what's up? Well, hello everybody. Anyway, hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Love Always. Good morning, good day, good evening, good afternoon, good whatever time it is you get a chance to listen in on this. This is Amondi, and I'm very glad that you're back yet again on another week to listen consistently. This week I'm alone. Why? Because human beings will human being. Now atakusaliti. Guys, I'm kidding. I'm sure Sha is like, girl. No, Sha is, well, I'm away, if I'm being honest. I am the one who is away. And so I was like, you know what? It's my bad. So I will do this recording this week. And I'm just excited to have each one of you here. Last week, we were able to listen in on some movie, what was it? Movie recommendations and book recommendations. Please share with us. I know our page on Instagram is very useless because we never post. We promise to be better. For now, we are really just, I'm going to be honest with you guys, because it's, you guys are fam. We're really working on the consistency. The rest, we are coming up higher. We are going to be better people. And so, without further ado, drum rolls, please. Let's get into today's episode. So, for today's episode, I want to talk about my trip. I want to talk about traveling generally. You know, there's in Sha's house, she has listen to me just exposing her and how her house looks. Anyway, she has a library. She's big on books. I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but she has a huge library where she's done. It's beautiful, guys. Like, everybody should see it. She should charge people to see how she's arranged her books. Anyway, there's a blue book. It's either blue or purple, and I know she has a couple of them. That's, it's called Traveling While Black. I know it's by a Nigerian person. As in, I've been to her house enough times to know even how the book looks. I've never read it, to be very honest. I've never read it. I don't even think I've touched it, but I've seen it enough times. And I think she has more than one or two copies. So anyway, it inspired me. I just remembered it top of my head, and it inspired me to talk about traveling. A few of you may know I have been away. I am away, whichever rocks your boat. Well, I'm back, like Nimerudi Juzi. And so I just want to share what that's like. Because, you know, traveling, you know, people put in their hobbies, traveling is a hobby. Like, my talent is traveling and all of that. Well, you know, for the longest, I've always asked myself, I never used to think traveling is something I enjoy doing. But now I'm starting to ask myself, do I enjoy traveling? And the answer is yes and no. I enjoy traveling in the sense of I enjoy being at the destination. You need to measure fika. But the traveling bit, the actual travel, what traveling is, because what is traveling? If we are being politically correct, it is transportation from one area, one location to the next. Is that not travel? That's transport. No, what is transport and what is travel? You understand what I'm trying to say. So for me, traveling, I don't know, maybe the hobby should be visiting new places, discovering places, maybe, I don't know. Because for me, what traveling is, and this is just, please feel free to correct me, or don't, because in the podcast, I'm kidding. But I'm doing jokes. And yeah, I need to share on this podcast, because look at how I'm just getting myself canceled. But on the real, that's what traveling is to me. Traveling, well, it entails all of it. The transportation from point A to point B, and then what you're doing once you're at point B, and then all of that is traveling. And so I hate the transport part, whether or not I'm on an aircraft, on a bus, let me just put an interjection in there. I enjoy them. It depends. Woo, guys, I'm already biting my own tongue and eating, as in I'm saying things, I'm jumping the gun, because I'm realizing maybe I should have structured this better, but guys, just take me for who I am. But on the real, I'm coming to realize that I do enjoy traveling. If I'm being very honest, I do enjoy traveling. The part about it that I don't like, well, we'll get into that as the episode continues and develops. But I'll just put this out there that what I don't like, especially, let me say, so I think I'll do it per mode of transportation. So ideally, the one I do often is flying. I fly often when I'm traveling, be it for most of my travel, we thank God, is for work. And so that involves a lot of flying, because most of the time it's out of the country. And what I've come to realize is this: having experienced business class and having experienced economy, first and foremost, economy is the pits, guys. Economy is the pits. And let's just work hard and pray hard so we can get money and just always fly business. Because I can tell you for free, traveling economy is hectic, yawa. It is tough. It is chaotic. It's giving tough. It's giving we are struggling. But you know what? Either way, tumepanda ndege kuda mwenye japanda. So we thank God for that. And so, let me speak on Qatar, because I have traveled with Qatar. Guys, they should endorse me or not. But I'm just going to speak on them, because I travel at this point in my life. They and Emirates wana nini. They are fighting for a top position. But I will have to give it to Qatar, because I have traveled with them more. And I have experienced their business. Let me tell you guys, when Qatar says they're the ones who won Best Airline of the Year last year, they deserved it. Let me tell you, business, yeah, Qatar is out of this world. So when I use the business, I was coming from States, I was coming back home. So first, before even I get into that, let me tell you first the trip in economy. Economy, I'm a long girl, not even tall. You know, because I'm not necessarily tall. I'm 5'8". And I know there are some girls who are like, 5'8 is not tall. But in Kenya, 5'8 is tall. Because most, the average Kenyan girl is like 5'6", 5'7". And so the thing about me is I'm not necessarily tall. I'm long. Long in the sense that I have very long legs. And so I always need leg space. First and foremost, if you see me sitting down, you will assume I'm the shortest person you've ever met. Because my torso is abnormally short. But my legs, the inches from my waist to my legs is abnormally long. And I love it, guys. I love it. I digress. What I'm saying is this. So in economy, you know, first and foremost, you've gotten to the airport. First, you just have, because you're in economy, ufike mapema, just so that the lines are not as long, you know, as you're checking in, as you're going through immigration. And then, first and foremost, even, you know, economy, you have to make sure you've checked in beforehand, before you go to the airport, you know, the online check-in, just so that you can get a good seat. If you're in business, you don't gotta do all of that. You ain't gotta do all of that. Guys, I was born for business. I was born for business in Jesus' name. Anyway, so you see, that's the thing with economy. So you've gotten to the other side. You're waiting now. You're probably at your gate. So for those who don't know, you go somewhere where there's a gate, and at the gate you sit at your gate. Now you're waiting to board, and all what have you. And it's okay, you know. Like, but you're like, where are the business guys? Ah, what happened? Wako, no, lounge. Where are they? Because I want to be part of them. And then now, of course, boarding is another thing, because you're either boarding last, or you're boarding fast. Yeah, there are instances where you as economy are boarding fast, maybe for one reason or the other. But so mukfast to kowengi. And then, so the worst thing that can ever happen to you if you're flying economy is you get a middle seat. My whole life flying, I have never gotten a middle seat apart from not this trip, my previous trip in January. Where was I going? I think I was going to, where did I go in January? I was going to Texas. I was going to Dallas. Let me tell you guys a story. When I was coming back, I was good. I was in the middle because I forgot to check in online. So I personally, my preferences is always, I like the window seat. There are people with long legs ideally prefer the aisle seat. The reason I don't prefer the aisle seat is because mimi ni wakulala. Now, I dare you to wake me up at your train to go and pee. Utaka hapo na ukojue, my friend, because here I'm. So, for everybody's safety and convenience, I prefer the window seat, because it's very unlikely for me to be going to the toilet back and forth. Really unlikely. Unless I've been taking a lot of water. But if I know I haven't been sleeping well and I need to catch up on my sleep during the flight, I will always sit on the window seat. And so on this occasion, I've sat in the middle, and I've sat between a young girl, maybe she's maybe like 20, 21. I could tell she's maybe going to school. and this older guy, I think he was an Asian guy. First, alikuwa na homa. Or maybe si homa, maybe tu ni allergies. But the whole flight go to... Do you know what I'm doing that sound? I'm like, sir, simmer down. Stop it. Meza areas, you know, do something. Meza something. As in, it was a bit much. And so this man, not only is he irritating me with the kunini sinus, anashinda, you know, he keeps going to the washroom. And I'm just like, I'm trying to sleep. My G, I'm trying to sleep. And so that's why economy is the pits. And then, you see, now when you're seated in between people, you don't have the luxury of stretching. And then, oh my gosh, a pet peeve, guys. A pet peeve is, you see, the thing about me is, I'm going to tell you this. I'm very non-confrontational. I don't like inconveniencing people. And so I don't like to be inconvenienced. And so because of that, I honor and respect people by, in the sense that I will not recline my seat back. Guys, we're already in economy. We are all struggling. I don't see the need for me to recline my chair into your face if you're seated behind me. Somehow I always sit next to fools who recline their chairs. And I'm like, guys, we already don't have space behind here. But anyway, I understand, you know, they've paid for their seat and they've paid to be able to recline. So they should. I understand that. But just like, let's respect each other, guys. And so that's the main thing I really don't like about economy. Just that the leg space is so limited. You don't have wiggle room. I hate it. And then just that one of having kupishana pishana, I don't like it. But that's just really what it is. And then also because of that now, I've come to realize, and then especially if when I'm flying to States, because it's a really long flight. It can be over 20, it's over 20, 20, between 20, 23 hours thereabout, depending on your layover. And mind you, my layovers are always like the short ones, like a 1 hour layover. But because of those prolonged flights, my legs have started aching all the time. And so I recently purchased compression socks because my feet were saying no. I have a friend who taught me that it's called your calves. I didn't know they're called calves. The area between your ankles and your knee. Kumbi inaitwa calves. Did you guys know that? Well, if you did, si ati mekusaidia sana kwa maisha yako. I'm kidding. But anyway, this is really me answering people who have asked me, how was your trip? How was your trip? How was your trip? This is me answering. Because most of you actually are listeners, and so bear with me. I hope it's not boring. Well, if it's boring, vumilia ni life. I'm kidding. Anyway, so that's really the thing that makes me not like flying. Because, so that was my experience in economy. My experience in business. Let me tell you guys. Just say praise God. Have you said it? Repeat after me. Praise God. Praise God for business class. Let me tell you, money is good. You know, the Bible said, the love of money is the root of evil. It did not say money is evil. It said loving money. So don't love money, but money is good, guys. I entered like this. So that day we were the last ones to board business. You should have seen me there just looking at these peasants like, ugh, economy. Economy. Muna do. Muna fanya in economy. But the Lord had elevated me for one day and I'm just here acting brand new. But let me tell you, so I get into the aircraft. It was my first time. So come over, una pandanga business all the time. Good for you. Me, it was my first time. And so, I love, you know, if it's a long flight, it's just like, really, the Lord loves me. Mind you, and then also, remember, this is after nimefinywa. Finywa on my flight going. So now, coming back, God was like, my child, no more. No more. And so I was like, no more. And so I've been upgraded. I'm on business. So we to my board, eh? First and foremost, just the way we are being treated. First and foremost, Pandi, you know, the shuttle that transports you from the gate at the airport to the aircraft. See, when you know I'm making a finger, I'm just like, oof, see these peasants. Yeah. Guys, ni kama nikipata peasants asumbua. But, you know, it's just a lovely experience. And then we get onto the aircraft, and then as I'm seated down, first and foremost, the blankets they give us in economy and the blanket you're given pallet business is day and night. It's day and night. It's 2010 and 1975. Are you understanding? It's millenniums in changes in millennials. Oh my God. So So anyway, I get there and it's just somebody came and introduced himself. Hi, my name is Mark. Well, I'm assuming his name was Mark. Hi, my name is Mark and I will be serving you today. Should you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Again, my name is Mark. Just reminding you. You know, it's just, oh, I'm like, tell me more. And you know, ata sijamaliza dakika mbili. Bado, you know, peasants who come back when I get to go bag, me nishaikewa. Kwa, you know, the cabins. Me nikaikewa, and then it's like they bring, there's a welcome champagne, there's welcome cocktail, a welcome mocktail. I'm like, put me on the mocktail, guys. Put me on the mocktail. And so they give me a menu to choose what I want. Give me the pineapple mint, and it's so refreshing. I already have a towel too. And me put a towel in Jipanguze, they just acclimatize. Zoya pesa, zoya pesa. And you could, guys, you have to try business. And then even the earphones, the headphones. I'm telling you, when I wear those headphones, uwezi joko ndani ya ndege. Like, kama kuna moto hungesikia. Just the way that seat. Oh, guys, business is everything on Qatar. You have to try it. And I was given a menu. Do you guys know what your business on a pewanga menu? Me, I didn't know. I didn't know. Mimi mshamba. I didn't know. Nimeomoka juzi. Mungu ananiomosha pole pole. And so, I'm given a menu, a drinks menu, a dessert menu. Then the lady who was seated across from me, I'm sure this woman was like, who is this girl and how did she get in here? I'm like, it's the favor of my girl. It's the favor of my girl. But anyway, it was an amazing time. You guys have to try it. And so in terms of traveling, transit time, the time where we are in transit. Yeah, you understand what I mean. I never like it. But that's because the economy. Of course, if it's business, I think if I would always travel business, I would never have a problem with it. But then again, it's still very tiring. It really is. And so that's my down. That's something I don't enjoy about traveling. Just that. If I could just be taken up in the spirit, you know, the way, who was it in the Bible who disappeared? That one day they were here and then the next day they had taken up. That's what I would like. Enoch, I think it was Enoch. But anyway, traveling in terms of road, I enjoy if it's like a girl's trip. If it's like I'm going out of town with my man. Those ones I enjoy. I enjoy being on the road. So long as I'm not driving. So long as there's no pressure. It's just easy. And then I enjoy the going. The coming back, not so much. Because it's like you're coming back to reality. But I honestly do enjoy in that sense. Is there any other way people travel? Fun fact about me. I have never been on the SGR. Never. And I don't even think I want to be. Unless Tenda Kisumu one day. But I really don't think. I'm excited about it per se, because I've had reviews and I immediately know. Have I been on a train? I've been on a train when I was in India. It was a beautiful experience. There's like two types of trains you could pick. And so the first time I didn't enjoy it as much, but it was nice. But the second one, ooh, chef's kiss, I really did enjoy it. We were like in the first class of it as well. I enjoyed the experience. So those are the modes of transport, right? I'm assuming. Is there any other thing I've left out? Bus. Bus nilipanda mwisho kitambo. But I thank God. Yeah, but just generally, if it's road, I like it if I'm traveling, it's a road trip, like a chill one. Train, I've said, you know, what have you. And then, so then, the part of traveling that I like now is to my land. We've landed or we've gotten to the destination. So, traveling while black can be hectic, especially if you're going to countries where, like, every time I'm getting into Stato, it's just like, I have to go through immigration. And, you know, they want to know, why are you here? What has brought you here? But let me tell you one thing I thank God for. I've never had a bad experience. It's always, God has always gone before me, and it's easy. It's like, oh, karibu, they were saying karibu, but it's like, so what brought you here? And I'm always, you know, I'm very clear on what has brought me here. You know, for how long are you here? Blah, blah, blah. And it's easy. Enjoy your stay. So for me, that one has always been easy. Even when we did the girls trip with my girls last year to Dubai, it was just as easy. Kwanza, the guy was not even at attack story. To me, figure to, he's like, just give me the passport. Now I move on. And so, yeah, I enjoy, I yeah, that's an easy part of travel for me. I don't know for other people if it's ever been hard. Because, you know, I've had stories of people who, like, you've traveled to, like, let's say, states, and you get there, na kurudisha shindwe katika jina la Yesu. That will never be any of us. Because what is that? What is that? And so, my highs. My highs of travel is I have so many. Somehow, you guys, me, all my trips, God shows up and shows out. Like, I have been experiencing the VIP of VIPs just constantly. And so I have never experienced racism ever. And I really thank God for that. Because, you know, there's some people who have some really bad experiences. In India, though, what I'll say is it wasn't racism. It wasn't racism, but it was more of... You see, I landed in India, in Delhi. And then I was taking another flight to Madhya Pradesh. That's a different... Is it like a province? Something like, I don't, in India there are provinces, yeah, it's a different province. And so on that flight, let me tell you people, I was the only black person, I was the only nigga in there, and I actually had not noticed it, because in, you know, in Delhi Mukowengi, Delhi is cool, because, you know, it's a transit area for many, or maybe the final destination for others. But as I'm on my flight to Bhopal, so Bhopal is like the capital of Madhya Pradesh. So as I'm heading to Bhopal, I didn't, on the aircraft, I really did not notice. I was the only black person. Because the ladies, watu wako kando yangu, it was some young girls, with their parents. And you can tell they're from the UK. And so they're coming home for Christmas. Was it Christmas? Whatever the holiday was, they were coming. And so they were friendly with me. You know, they would smile, all of that. Kojo. Until I landed in Bhopal. And then it hit me. Sis. You is the only nigga up in here. Why did I notice? I immediately noticed because everybody's staring. I'm telling you, they are staring me down. Everybody. It is. And you know, there's some people who enjoy that kind of attention. The introvert in me. You guys, I always tell people I'm introverted and people refuse to believe me. I am. The introvert in me was struggling. Guys, struggling for my life. And then people are just staring. And it's, you know, they're staring, unaweza stare ile chini ya maji, but they're staring then, yenye, you're tapping somebody. Ebu angalia ule dem. Ebu look at that person. Look at, and it's so obvious that, and as you know me, I'm not like, rangi yangu, my complexion is not even like Shah's. You know, at least Shah ni mweupe. She could pass for, okay, she wouldn't pass for anything, but at least she's lighter. I, on the other hand, woof, the melanin is strong. Capital S, strong. So as I was waiting for my bags, a little child walks up to me and she's like, "One pick, please." And I'm like, "Sorry," because I can't understand. She's like, "One pick, please." And I'm like, "What are you saying?" And then her parent comes. Kumbe, they're saying, "One pick, please." Like, they want a picture with me. I'm like, "Sis, am I a gorilla? Am I a baboon? Mm-mm. Get behind me, Satan." And so apparently that's what they do. Like they want to take pictures with you, but they don't know how to. So they send their kids. And I'm like, please, immediately know you and your child. Ebu ende watafute Beyonce online one big picture, you know. And so I stayed in Bhopal for maybe 2 weeks. And let me tell you guys, I'm not as adventurous as people would assume I am. So, of course, I'd go out and I'd go to the fancier places because, what can I say? And even there, people would be staring, but it was not as bad. More of the workers, like if I'd go to restaurants, it's them, you know, when they're serving me or when I'm paying, they're like, "Oh my gosh, can we please take a picture with you?" And, you know, if I was always saying no, but if somebody... There's a time I went to the mall and this chick just walked up to me. Maybe she was like a teenager. No, maybe like in campus. And she was so psyched. She was like, "Oh my God, you are so beautiful." And she's staring at my hair. They don't understand my hair. She's like, "Oh my gosh, can I please take a picture with you?" So with her, I was feeling like Beyonce. I was like, get it, girl. Whatever you need, I got. And so she took a picture with me. Now everybody wants. It's like a line. And I'm like, immediately, no, siyum nilipe. So that is my experience in terms of my skin tone. But racism per se, to be very honest, I have never experienced it. I feel like I have, But I think the Lord just sheltered me in such a way that I can't remember. The other thing, like in States, it's the accents. Like when the first time I go to, when I go to fast food joints, I never, I, if I'm with a friend, I'm like, you order. Because me sina yo patience, yaku, eh? Eh? Sorry? Come again? Can you hear what I'm saying? Hmm? But to be very honest, I have never experienced racism. And why am I saying racism today? Racism, and I really thank God for it. So how was my trip? My trip was blessed, guys. I had a very fun trip. It was a really quick trip. It was just in and out. So this time I was going to Phoenix for work. And so I passed by Seattle, because that would have been a long flight. Had I just come from Nairobi straight to Phoenix, it would have been long. Because even just from Seattle to Phoenix is like 3 hours, a 3 hour flight. And so Seattle is beautiful. Oh my gosh, guys, it is so beautiful. I wanted to have my Sleepless in Seattle moment. If for those who don't know, and I know Sha does not know, it's a movie, Sleepless in Seattle. It's a rom-com. I'm big on rom-coms. Anyway, so Seattle was beautiful. I was there for a day, because the next day I had to get into Phoenix for my meetings, which were starting on Wednesday. And I really did enjoy it. I got to see the Grand Canyons. Oh gosh, America, as in, it has places. You know, I have been to places in America where it's ghetto, and it's like ghetto yao. And even just the smell is like yuck. But oh, the ukienda kwa the posher places, like, it's super posh. Like, there's a time we did the Ritz. We did the Ritz last year at in Florida. Let me tell you, white money is white money. Hmm? And so there are instances where I go to some hotels and you can tell for free you're the only black person there. And they're not racist, but it's just like, ooh, okay, you're in here with us. So like Juicy, in Phoenix, I was staying at the Sheraton. You guys, I'm not saying this in pride or anything. I'm just saying to say the story. And so if it's affecting you, imagine, ask yourself why. Okay, I'm kidding. No, but I'm just saying this to say, as in God, let me tell you, considering the work that I do, the field I'm in, and the kind of posh class, when it comes to the trips that I take. As in, if you were to look at me and what I do and the lifestyle that I live when I go out there, it doesn't make sense. To me also, it doesn't. It's, let me tell you, that's when you get to understand favor, God's favor. It's 100% God's favor. And for that, I will brag on him and I will keep saying it, lest you think it's me. It's not me, guys. I'm not that brilliant. I'm not that smart. I'm not that intelligent. It's really, it's just God. I work for him. And to be honest, he's the best employer, hands down. So the Uber guy comes to pick me up, to take me to church, and he's like, "Oh, child." So he's very friendly. He was a black guy, and he's like, "So what do you do?" No, he's like, "So where are we going?" I'm like, "I'm going to church," because it was a Friday. He's like, "You're going to church?" I'm like, "Yeah." Then he says, So he caught on the accent. He's like, "Oh, this, she's definitely not from here." And so he tells me, "So you've come to for work? Why are you going to church on a Friday?" Because first he thought, he had me speaking in Kiswahili, and the first thing he said was, he told me, "Oh, you've prayed today." And I'm like, "Prayed today? What do you mean you've prayed today?" Then he's like, "See, today is your..." No, he didn't say "see," but he was like, "Oh, today is not your prayer day." And I'm like, "I pray every day. Have you prayed?" I was not understanding what he's meaning. Then it hit me. I said, "Oh, because of my accent, you think I'm Muslim?" Then he's like, "You're not?" I'm like, no. I'm like, if I was Muslim, first my hair would be covered, no. He's like, "But, you know." So anyway, I told him, no, I'm just here for work. It's a church. Then he's like, "Oh, you work for a church?" I'm like, "Yeah." Then he's like, "Ooh, and you're staying at the Sheraton?" I'm like, Let me tell you, even me, sometimes I surprise myself. You know, sometimes I'm going and I'm like, "Oh, where am I going to stay this time? Where am I going to stay this time?" It's always like, "God, please show up for me. Please show up for me." And let me tell you, he shows up and he shows out. And so generally, guys, I don't even know where I'm going with this. Like, I have taken a detour from the notes I had written down today. But I think I just wanted to share this specific trip per se and what traveling is like for me. The thing about me is this, I don't say hate. Hate is a very strong word. But having to meet new people, guys, I don't like it. So that's a downside for me when it comes to traveling. And then also just, you know, considering America being America sometimes, not even America, just anywhere in the world you go, you're always, am I safe? Like if I take an Uber at night alone, am I okay? Like when I was traveling back to, I had to leave Phoenix, go back to Seattle so I could come back. And my flight was like at 6 a.m., meaning I'm heading to the airport at 5. No, my flight was 7, so I'm heading to the airport at 5, meaning I've called my Uber at 4. And you know, just America being America and the things you hear, you're like, am I safe? But you know, it was nice. But when it comes to travel, what I would say I enjoy is I enjoy traveling with people. When I travel with my friends, I love it. Like we did Ghana with Sha a few years ago. Loved it. With my sister as well. Last year, girls trip with the girls. Oh, I like people. I like my friends' company. It makes it easy to travel. And just generally, I do. I think I can confidently say traveling is a hobby for me. Having explained what I've explained in terms of the traveling part being a bit of a nuisance. And so I really, I've realized I have so much more to cover, but I've realized time has gone and I don't wanna go beyond time, lest you get tired in the middle. But to answer all who have been asking me, how was your trip? My trip was amazing. My trip was so good. But what I need to learn to do as I travel more, and Shai is always telling me, is I need to learn to travel with things I can work out with. You get like resistance bands and all of that, skipping ropes if I can. Because these past 2 weeks, sijakuwa niki work out. Let me tell you, I went to the gym. When I go back, I'm suffering. But the Lord is helping me. Another thing, a downside of traveling, of travels, especially Ghana was a good one. India was good. Dubai was good. The issue with the States is the jet lag because of the time difference. So I've been back for maybe 2-3 days now. And I can tell you very confidently, I have slept a total of 15 hours since I came back. At night is when I'm up. During the day, I'm sleepy, but I have things to do, so I can't sleep. And I try and save all this sleep for usiku. Usiku is a mess. I'm up. I try and enter the bed like by 9. I'm up. Usingizi comes like at 4:30 in the morning. And then like by 6, imesha. Wow, the jet lag, like this time is really whooping my ass. It really is. But other than that, I really enjoyed my trip and my trip was great. And I'm looking forward to more trips this year. I have a couple of them planned out. I'm really committing them to God that they all come to pass. More girls' trips, friends' trips. I'm trusting God for a vacation this year. Guys, I need a man. Even if you're not mine, like, let's... Ooh! Okay, not mine like that. Guys, I'm incriminating myself. Let me wrap this up. I've decided to wrap this thing up because the more I talk, the more it's just like... who is this girl? What is she saying? Anyway, let me know. I'm very curious, to be very honest. Like, what are your experiences when it comes to traveling? What are your must-dos for travel? Maybe I feel like when Shai is back, I feel like maybe we should do this again just to have must-dos, don'ts for travel, highlights, lowlights, just all of that. Because I'd like to, because Shai has also traveled quite a lot. It would be nice to do this as well with her. So let us know, you know, what traveling is to you. You know, sometimes people feel like, look at me having another whole episode instead of winding up. Sometimes people think traveling is you've traveled because you've gone out of, you know, out of the country and what have you. But I really want to take it upon myself to be a local tourist. If there's one thing I give Indians, is Indians in India travel. Woo! Their local tourism is good. It's so admirable. And so I encourage you. Let's try it for ourselves, right? Miskelo nimekuwa na accents here and there. It's just the fact that I've come from I'm kidding. Anyway, I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for listening in. I was alone this week. Prayerfully, I'm with Sha next week. Let us know what you would want us to talk about when it comes to travel and just anything in general, and we will be able to get into that. I love you. Love always. Bye.